This year I'm going to present the Ag Business Award, and you know, to be an ag business, you just have to fulfill a need for a farmer, is what you need to do. And in a farming community like Trigg County, pretty much all businesses are ag businesses. The local stores where the farmers get their supplies and the crops for their livestock and their buildings, the local restaurants and the groceries, the beauty shops, the barber shops, as well as our local hospital. This year, business Ag Business of the Year is Trigg County Hospital. Almost 70 years ago, it was late fall or early winter in 1949, a series of events led to the construction of Trigg County Hospital. January the 2nd, 1950, the first formal meeting was held and a board of directors was elected. Dr. Elias Futrell, Dr. G.E. Hatcher, Chuck Thomas, S.D. Broadbent Jr., Charles White, C.T. Benson, and Luther Thomas were elected as the board of directors. Mr. Luther Thomas was elected as the chairman of the board. And some of you may know he was the dad of Dr. Dan Thomas, who still works the ER at Trigg County Hospital. January 23rd, 1950, 1,000 people gathered, really excited to see what the plans were for Trigg County Hospital. Mr. Frank Street donated 4 acres of land for the hospital to be built. February the 4th through the 11th, 1950, they had a week-long fundraiser. They called it Drive Week. And it was said that every donation, no matter how big or how small, was recorded and reported by the CADIS record. 2 years later, April 20th, 1952, Trigg County Hospital opened. Now, most of us in this room, because we are a small community, have a story that ties us somehow with Trigg County Hospital. 1955, Dr. Thornton Bryan started his practice at Trigg County Hospital. 1955, I was born at Trigg County Hospital. 6 years later, my dad had a heart attack, and he was admitted to Trigg County Hospital. And because of our local community hospital, my mom was able to make sure that her girls were ready for school, go by the hospital to visiting before she went to work, go by at her lunch hour, go back by after she got off of work, and still get home in time to make sure we were fed, bathed, and ready to be tucked into bed. Now, you know that's important if you're six. We also had the occasional farm incidents that required a trip to the hospital, like a wagon wheel running over Doc Gresham's head, daddy falling off a ladder, breaking both of his wrists, my cousin Forrest falling from the top of a wagon loaded with hay onto Old Dover Road. We had a kernel of corn that mysteriously appeared in Patrick's ear that they found in Trigg County Hospital. We had the occasional hands being spiked, workers accidentally falling in barns, and each time the doctors, the nurses, the emergency crew, the lab techs, and the people that were in admissions were right there to help us. The heart of the hospital are the people who work there. There are almost 200 people who work at Trigg County Hospital. 11 of those 200 have a total of 398 years between them. That's pretty amazing. They care for the patients, they comfort the family, and they're the face of the organization every single day. Their stories, big and small, are all heroic. Thank you, Trigg County Hospital. Our Ag Business for 2019.